All hail the power of Jesus' name, let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal diadem and crown him Lord of all. Bring forth the royal diadem.
Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and divine word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on this program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at either the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. You know, we all need teaching that we can receive on what the Bible says concerning the home. And most of us maybe are married, and yet there are still many young people and others that are not. But to have happy and successful marriages is just not something that happens. There are a lot of contributing factors. So really we need more teaching on dating and courtship and finding the right partner. And then we would have to teach less on divorce and remarriage. In fact, I believe we're talking about the second most important decision that you'll make in this life. The first one being that of becoming a Christian. Many rush into marriage, but it is permanent, and we need to make it sure. There needs to be proper preparation. There needs to be good preparation before marriage. And there needs to be given consideration for what God demands. Preparing for marriages is sort of like preparing for a field of work. There needs to be a lot of preparatory and a lot of time and effort put in to it. Either in our marriages, we're going to fail completely, or we will be partially successful. That is, we'll just eke out a bare existence. We'll just hang on and gradually learn what we need to do. And the same is true in marriage. We need to begin early in life. A child, well, they are a future husband or wife. And if we wait till the child is married to teach them the importance of marriage and the things that need to transpire before, then we waited too late. Children that grow up where parents love each other, where the parents accept faithfully and cheerfully the responsibility of marriage, they have a better chance to have themselves a happy marriage. And so the right example and the teaching that a parent does is important when there are so many other harmful influences in this world. We see divorce, we see unfaithfulness, we see premarital sex, and the general idea that the Bible's principles are not for our day and time. Bible principles are outdated. There are some important guidelines that we need to consider in the choosing of a mate. You know, the ideal home is a faithful Christian home. So you should be a Christian yourself, and you should marry your mate who is a Christian. Good marriages are made of good material. It's just like a house. If we put shoddy material into the building of a house, we're going to have a shoddy house. And in our marriages, Christ needs to be the focal, the center of our home. We need to be diligent ourselves in study of God's word and in prayer. And we need to not only study and know what God's word says, but we need to follow, put into practice those divine principles. We need to sincerely live the life of a Christian. We need to seek Christ first in marriage. We need to seek Christ first in our occupation. And we even need to seek Christ first in our recreation, in those that we associate with. Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, "Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you." In Galatians 2 and verse 20, it says, "I'm crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." So we need to become a child of God early in life, and we need to learn to live faithfully. The wise man said in Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 1, "Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth." And we need to know the responsibilities of marriage. We need to be mature. You know, teenage marriages seldom are successful. Many are the times that people have made the statement, "Well, I made a bad mistake by marrying too young." But mature people, persons, they know better the true meaning of love. They accept responsibility, and they adjust to the shortcomings of their mate. They're unselfish, and they're willing to seek the good of the other person. And so when we look at the husband and the father, they're to be the one that provides. They're to be the breadwinner, because this is what's been commanded by God from the very beginning. And two, they need to understand that providing goes beyond just the physical necessities. We need to set the spiritual example. They need to assume the role of the teacher, and they need to exemplify the truth in their own lives. They need to discipline the children. All of this is in accordance to God's will. If a young man is not ready to fulfill these responsibilities, he's not ready for marriage. And when we look at the wife and the mother, we find over in the book of Titus, in chapter 2, "But speak thou the things that become sound doctrine, that the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed." So they are to be a homemaker, not just tidy the house, but creating an atmosphere of love, a place of happiness, a place of friendliness and cheerfulness. You know, many today are talking about careers, and yet very few times is it discussed about being a good wife, a mother, a good homemaker. Many are not preparing for this responsibility. A lot of girls don't even know how to make their own beds, clean their own rooms, and they complain when they're asked to do. And they're surprised after marriage to learn that these are the things that need to be done, that there's not that plenty of time to curl the hair and polish their nails and go shopping and watch TV. It's sort of a rude awakening. And added to that, the responsibility of a child, the sleepless nights, the sacrificing of recreation. Those that are not ready to make these sacrifices, they're not ready to enter into marriage. You need to plan before marriage to raise and care for your own children. Babysitters cannot be mothers. And too many, there are too many, orphaned children with living parents. Marriage is only for mature people that are willing to accept the responsibility. Some young men want a hot rod when they really need to ride a bicycle. Some young ladies want a boyfriend when they still should be playing with dolls. Just because he's a handsome football player, or just because she is a beautiful and popular girl, that all may be true, but what about the responsibility of marriage? What about that person being able to settle down to the everyday chores that marriage brings with it? But then too, we need to keep ourselves morally clean and pure for that wife or that husband. There is a high cost to low living. In Proverbs 22, it says a good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and love and favor rather than silver and gold. It's also in Proverbs, notice in chapter 31, let's look at verses 10 beginning. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of the husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all of the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship, she brings her food from afar. And on we could read. The woman that doesn't need to be attracted to wild and unrestrained young men, who doesn't care for her virtues or, for that matter, the will of God, he's looking for his own kind to share his behavior. Enter into marriage pure and clean in the sight of God. Like that of Ruth that we read concerning Boaz in Ruth chapter 3 and verse 11, it says, "And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest, for all of the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." We're not to sow wild oats. It's stated in Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, "Rejoice, O man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that in all of these things, God will bring thee into judgment." You know, the only problem with sowing wild oats is that eternal, ever so true principle, whatsoever thou shalt sow, thou shalt reap. If we sow wild oats, we're going to reap those things that we will later regret. Don't marry a stranger. They may be worthy, or they may be a hypocrite. You can't tell in a short association. They may be a prisoner on parole or on probation, or they may have been married before. We need to heed well. Date and know long enough the character and the type of person. But then, too, another thing that enters into this so often is lust being mistaken for love. Friends, lust and love are not the same. Physical attraction is certainly responsible for that, what we call love at first sight. But true love, that comes with time. Don't be fooled with the tool of Satan. What's in the drawing power of that person of the opposite sex? Would I love this person despite a physical imperfection, which very well might happen? Maybe they'll get sick. Maybe they get injured in an accident. Then, would I spend the remainder of his or her life proudly providing for her needs, to work out the difficulties of those kind of things to the glory of God? And then, too, unlimited freedom of our sons and daughters is a dangerous thing. Too many temptations and dangers when there is no guidance, no supervision. Influence is strong. The young do not know how to control their feelings. And very young in life, they flirt with sin, which invites lust and danger into their lives. So friends, dating, courtship, and marriage is something that certainly needs to be dealt with as parents early in the lives of our children. We see our time is gone. We thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. Until then, we bid you a pleasant good day, and now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.